Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's on smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Abby Schneiderman is here. She's the co-founder and co-CEO of Everplans, co-author of In Case You Get Hit by a Bus, How to Organize Your Life Now for When You're Not Around Later. Abby, thanks again for being here. Your audience here, Abby, has two challenges. Not only do we have our personal issues to deal with in terms of our estate after we're gone, but we also have our businesses, which is a whole other entity, right? It's literally a separate, in terms of the government, it's another person. It's a different entity. Has its own legal obligations and rights, and customers and employees and bills to pay and accounts receivable to collect and contracts to execute on. It's very complicated for small businesses. What do you think?
It is. I mean, every money making venture, big or small. We say this in the book, needs a succession plan, just like you have one for your family, which basically just means what you want to have done with it if something were to happen to you. And sure, it's something that people maybe think about every so often, or maybe some of us who are a little bit more type A think about it more often. But you have to think about, when something happens, or if you just, if it's time to call it a day, what's the plan? And, what kinds of things have to get taken care of? And we help you think through all of those things, whether it's, what are your expenses that have to get documented and dictated to somebody else? How are you reporting income? Where do you keep all of your business paperwork? Mm-hmm. Even things like your business permits or tax returns, a big one that we talked about this a little bit earlier in the day today, but what sort of digital services do you use or tools do you use? And then what are the passwords to those accounts that you use? And is there any sort of special setup that you've done with those accounts that you'd need to let somebody else, know about? And then if something were to happen to you, just the simple question of, what do you want to have done? Do you want the business to be shut down, or are you actually passing it off to someone else to run?
Well, you have a checklist, don't you? You guys have for individuals and for businesses. Part of your program and your book includes a checklist. Can you walk through some of those for us?
Yeah, the checklist that we have, we help people think about everything from the different types of accounts that they have, to, like we just talked about, the various passwords that you have, to the various, important documents, paperwork that you need to get, that you need to not only have stored and organized somewhere, but that you've actually thought through some of the decisions that have to get made.
One of the things we know about small business owners, Abby, is we can be kind of secretive and possessive. And the joke in what I just said is the word kinda. We're very possessive and we're very secretive a lot of times. And it's because we started out that way because when we were struggling to get things off the ground, we didn't want people to know how bad things were. We were keeping it to ourselves. And then when you get to where you got a little critical mass, it looks like you're going to make it. You typically don't change your behavior that much. Well, you get hit by a bus. And a whole lot of other folks have got to try to sort this out, and that's this is an inherent problem for small businesses. What do you think?
It's a major problem for small businesses, and what we actually have a whole section in the book that apply, we use it applying to your personal life, but it could apply to your business as well, which is removing the skeletons from your closet. And so I talk about that in terms of, like, you have love notes from ex-boyfriends hidden in your desk drawer that if something happened to you, you don't want someone else to find. But think about what the analogy is, you know, for that, for a business. Is there something, you know, that you don't necessarily want the world knowing about, or
I've seen this happen, Abby. I've seen this where businesses, where it turns out, you know, the business owner dropped dead or whatever, and it turns out that there was all kinds of skeletons in that business, and it was, and a previously revered business owner now is left, you know, his legacy or her legacy is has been tarnished. And you need to find somebody you can trust, don't you? You need to have at least one person or two or three people that you can trust to help you, to help unwind whatever you put together. What do you think?
Exactly. You need to find somebody you trust that you can... Well, first of all, you need to think about what are those skeletons that might be in your closet. Just put a list together of what those things might be, just so even you're aware of them. And that might take you a little bit of time to even remember what some of those things might be. And then if there's anything that you can just throw away or deal with now yourself, just go ahead and deal with that. But if there are things that you're keeping around for a certain reason, at least find somebody that you trust.
What about this? What about putting it in an envelope and giving it to your lawyer or whatever, and saying, you know, open this when I'm gone or whatever. When we come back, I want you to talk to us about the professionals that we need to be contacting. You know, lawyers are lawyers, but they're not just any lawyer might not be exactly what you need, for example. And how does your CPA enter into this? And your insurance agents? I want to get Abby to help us with that after the break. Tintail right back with Abby Schneiderman. The book is called In Case You Get Hit by a Bus.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.